West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Southwire's Project Gift on Tuesday beginning a three-day Hurricane Helene disaster relief drive outside the Walmart Supercenter in Carrollton. Last week, Hurricane Helene left a path of destruction through six states, taking the lives of over 100 people, ripping homes from their slabs, devastating infrastructure, and leaving over a million homes and businesses without power. Volunteers are accepting donations of non-perishable food items, blankets, pet supplies, cleaning supplies, personal hygiene products, paper goods, baby items, ice chests, and bottled non-carbonated beverages to benefit the thousands of men, women, children, and pets affected by Hurricane Helene. That drive runs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. each day. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners could soon be considering a rezoning request for a property off of Glenlock Road in Rupeville ahead of plans to develop a massive energy storage park. The county has posted signage notifying the public that a discussion regarding the land is scheduled at the next Planning Commission meeting in mid-October. However, little other information is available. Carroll County has provided to WLBB Radio four pages of documents that have been presented to them, suggesting plans for several large-scale rechargeable lithium-ion battery stationary energy storage lockers. The lockers, called megapacks, store grid energy rather than generating it from fuel and generate energy during periods of peak demand. The Tesla megapacks are promoted as a powerful battery that provides energy storage and support, helping to stabilize the grid and prevent outages. The site plans shared with Carroll County have been created by New York State-based RWE Clean Energy LLC. The project at the time is being called Dogwood Storage. It would connect with an existing Georgia Power switchyard. At this time, the project is not expected to provide any new jobs. District 30 State Senator Tim Bearden this week conceding the state of Georgia cannot shut down the state's border to illegal immigration. But what legislators can do, he says, is make it so that it's not so inviting for undocumented immigrants to come to and reside in Georgia.
We have illegals that can go to our public universities and technical schools. They just got to pay an out-of-state tuition. There's a couple schools that's researched that they're not allowed to go to, but the rest are open. We have apprenticeship programs where illegals can take advantage of, even dual enrollment, which is basically free college for our kids and in high school. So how does it affect the state? Anything that takes away from our citizens here in Georgia, its effect.
Bearden was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
We need to look at this from a more comprehensive level. How is it affecting K through 12? How is it affecting our higher education? How does it affect our hospitals with people may not be paying for the medical procedures? How does it affect crime in the state of Georgia? And how does it affect jobs? Bring in the people that can tell exactly how it's being affected and then do a comprehensive bill that kind of covers everything, because when you start doing a single bill here, someone else is doing a single bill, sometimes they overlap, sometimes they'll contradict each other. So having a good comprehensive look at what's going on in Georgia with illegal immigration, I think would be a smart process to go.
That complete Community Voice with Bearden is now archived online at newstalk1330.com and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. A jury trial date has been set for a 20-year-old Thomaston man accused of the August 2023 murder of 54-year-old Andrew Gilland of Carrollton. Judge Erica Teisinger signing off on a continuance for the trial of Hunter Burns until February 24, 2025. Teisinger orders that February 11, 2025 be the final day a negotiated plea would be accepted. A little more than 1 year ago, Carroll County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a residence on Oak Grove Road in Carrollton due to the discovery of a body. The body was the homeowner, Gilland, who was deceased. An investigation was conducted which found that Gilland was shot multiple times while inside his home. Investigators learned about Burns, who would visit the home and work as a handyman for Gilland, and discovered that Burns was at the residence on Sunday, August 20th, which was believed to be the time of the murder. Law enforcement tracked him to his home in Thomaston. Investigators questioned Burns about the incident, and he allegedly confessed to being responsible for the death. Burns reportedly told investigators there was a confrontation between the two that began with a quarrel about money. The Carroll County Schools District announcing Monday that Georgia Milestones scores released by the Georgia Department of Education show elementary schoolers at Carroll County Schools outperform the state by double digits in math. Across the district's 12 elementary schools, over half of third, fourth, and fifth graders ranked distinguished or proficient in math. Middle schoolers exceeded statewide math scores as well. Algebra proved to be a strength at both middle and high schools with consistent improvements over previous years. The district also released data that shows 140 more high school students took advanced placement exams last year with an 11% improvement in passing scores. For the seventh consecutive year, Carroll County's cumulative graduation rate is projected to exceed 90%. Final graduation rates for each school will be released this fall. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.